Welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. My name is Daria Volchonok. I'm a program manager with Microsoft Teams working on messaging.
Hi, everyone. This is Larry Jin here. I'm a program manager as well for Microsoft Teams working on the developer platform.
If you've seen Larry's video already on how to build a bot, you're already familiar with our developer platform. Today, we're going to show you a new capability coming to Microsoft Teams developer platform called Compose Extensions. One of the most popular features in Teams is the ability to attach GIFs, stickers, or an emoji to your message. With Compose Extensions, you can do the same thing with your app and let users find, attach, and share information from your app without leaving Teams. Let's look at how it looks in our sample app. With task management applications, you often need to share task information with your team. Right now, the way you have to do it is open your app in a different window, find the task, share the link, go back to Teams, paste the link, and then post your message. With Compose Extensions, it becomes much more easier. Let me show you. So I open our sample app, type in the query, select a task, and share it in conversation. With Compose Extensions, users pretty much get a personal toolbox available to them within their new messenger added box. Here's an example of a few apps a user might have. And that's a cool thing about Compose Extensions is that a user can use them without even using their mouse. Let me show you the keyboard flow for the same scenario. All I have to type here is at sample app search, and then my query. I was able to do the same thing with a few simple clicks. Now Larry is going to show you how you can easily build Compose Extensions if you already have a bot.
Thanks, Daria. That was really, really cool. And I think this is just going to blow everything out of the water with how easy it is to go and query content from your app or service. So as Daria mentioned, I'll just dig into the code in the manifest just a little bit and kind of give you guys a sneak peek at how this all works. So as you're familiar from the previous videos, the manifest is where you define your overall app's properties, metadata, and capabilities. As you can see here, we have basic information like the name of your app, developer information, description, and some of the icons. We also have, of course, the declaration of the capabilities, such as the tabs, bots, and connectors. We've now added a new section that declares the Compose extensions. This is where, of course, you attach the Compose extension functionality to your app. You'll notice here that in this particular example, we have one Compose extension. And what I've done here is I've included the bot ID. Now, Compose extensions are basically service integrations where your service application running on the cloud is listening for user requests and responding with the appropriate attachments. So in this case, we have a bot application that we registered beforehand on the Microsoft Bot Framework, and we plug the bot ID in here. We also have some additional metadata, such as what scopes this is available in, personal and team, which you're already familiar with from the other videos. Additionally, we define the set of commands. Again, in this example, it being fairly simple, we just have a single command, which is to search your tasks, given that it's a task management app that we've seen from previous videos. It also just has a single simple parameter. You can put in some keywords, and this kind of declares the overall functionality and the structure of your Compose extension when it shows up in the Teams UI. Now let's switch to the actual code behind. This particular example is in Node.js. With some help from the Microsoft Bot Framework's Bot Builder SDK. But of course, we have similar SDK for .NET, and you can build the exact same thing, and we'll have samples that you guys can look at after the video. Now let's take a look at the structure of this. If you've already built a bot, and I know many of you have done so, because it's the greatest thing since sliced bread, we have a very simple method here that listens for user messages. And what we've done is we've repurposed that to, rather than listen to user messages, listen for Compose extension requests. So when a user goes into that UI that Daria just showed and types in the request or the query, that comes through to this endpoint. And you can see here it's a very simple block of code. Yours will obviously look a little bit more sophisticated than ours. But the only business logic here is it checks to see what the command is, and it matches that against some predefined command text that we already declared in the manifest. And if it matches, it generates some results using this helper method, and then it calls a callback, and it pushes the results back as an HTTP response to the user request. Let's dig a little bit more into this helper method and what it does. So we call generate results, and all it does in this case is create a list of attachments. Now, the attachments are basically the objects or cards that you saw earlier in that results list when the user searched for the keyword. In this particular case, we are creating a set of attachments using this helper method called generate thumbnail. Now, the great thing about Compose Extensions is because it's built on top of the existing concepts like bots and bot cards, if you've already written code to generate a card, such as a thumbnail, you don't really have to rewrite anything. You can reuse all of that logic here. And as you can tell, we are binding some data to the title, subtitle, text, and images. And of course, you will plug your data into that response. One more helper method here is this generate result attachment. When you send back an attachment, you can actually include a preview card. And that preview card will basically be kind of like a minified version. And that's what shows up in that result list that we saw earlier. And that's pretty much it for the code. And you know, we're talking about less than 90 lines of code to really put together a fully functioning Compose extension, as we've seen. Now, the last thing that I'll show is how this comes together and gets sideloaded. So, switch over here, you'll see that I've got a folder with a manifest file with the declaration of a simple Compose extension, an icon, and the zip package. If I hop back into Teams, go back to my team dashboard, and go to the list of apps, click Sideload an app here in the bottom right, and let me navigate to the right folder. Here's my zip file. Sideload that guy, and you'll see here that just updated this UI, and we now see the sideloaded Compose extension app. Go back into any one of these channels, and you'll see that demo Compose extension is there. So really easy to get started and sideload and see your app working in Teams right away. And so I hope with this you've seen just how powerful this new capability can be in terms of making it easy for your users to query information from your service. And if you've already built a bot, it's even easier. And so, as always, you know, all the features that we showed here and more are coming to Developer Preview. Please check out the links in the description. Check out the other previous videos if you haven't watched them already. And you know, as always, when you're ready to submit your app, do so using the link that we provided here. Thanks, everyone.